Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. If I were to ask you how big God's love for you is, how would you measure it? With your arms? And I've got a pretty big wingspan here. All right, maybe too small. How about the Sears Tower? Right? The Sears Tower, right? Okay. Yeah, that's pretty big. No, not big enough. What about Chicagoland? Well, okay, maybe not as big as New York land and LA land. Okay, we're still not getting big enough, right? How about America? How about the Earth? How about the universe? All 93 million light years of it. That's big, right? All right, fine. How about the universe and everything in it to measure God's love? Because God made it all. That's what we confess every single time in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth. Everything that you see, from the stars in the sky to the trees in the forest to the food on your table and the people that you're eating with, to everything that you don't see, from angels to atoms, God made it all. And what's more, God shows his love when he makes everything for you and for me. In other words, this is how Martin Luther puts it, right? In his explanation of the first article of the Apostles' Creed in his small catechism, I believe that God has made me and all creatures. He's given me my body and soul, eyes, ears, all my members, my reason, my senses. Oh yeah, and then he gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and kids, land, animals, and all that I have. He daily and richly provides everything I need to support this body and life. So everything that you have, everything, your car, your home, your job, your relationships, your nation, the very air that you breathe, it's all a gift from God. God shows his love for you by providing all of that for you and me. But does he? Does God actually provide everything that we need to support this body and life? Or do you doubt that God loves you, that God provides for you, because you look at your life and what you lack? Do you think the people down in Texas last week, when they had no electricity, no water, nothing, and they were in sub-zero temperatures trying to stay alive, and some didn't make it, do you think they were believing that God was providing everything to support their body and life? How about this pandemic? People have lost a lot. They've lost their jobs. They've lost income. Some have lost businesses that they started and had to shut down. Do they believe that God is providing everything to support their body and life? What about not just the pandemic? What about people who are living in poverty constantly? They don't know where their next meal is going to come from. They don't have drinking water. They don't have a roof over their heads. Do they actually believe that God is going to provide everything they need to support their body and their life? And do you believe that God is going to provide when your body and your life are not working? When your body is getting a little more creaky there, when cancer strikes, when you need a transplant, when you really get sick. Maybe you even catch a virus. Do you really believe that God is providing you with everything you need to support your body and life? And I could go on. You could go on. A list of everything that you perceive that you are lacking in creature comforts. And when you look at the lack in your lives, that's where worry starts to creep in or overpower. You start to worry, am I going to have enough? Am I going to make it? And then you start to doubt. Well, does God provide? Does God love? Well, in our text this evening from Matthew 6, part of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tackles this head on. And it's not at first by saying how God provides for you and me, but how he provides for birds and for the flowers of the field. You know, look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. You see, the birds don't actually, you know, have to labor for their food. They don't have to punch a clock. I have to put on a uniform and go to the food factory in order to be fed. No. God provides for them. And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. The flowers of the field, they don't have to make their own clothing. They don't whip out their sewing kit and start knitting away so that they can stay warm during the winter. No, God provides for them. And then Jesus says, are you not more fed than the birds? Are you not more clothed than the flowers of the field? Are you not more valuable than anything else in all of creation? You see, Jesus here is going from the lesser to the greater. That you are more valuable to God than birds and flowers. And if God provides for them, well then, God will certainly provide for you. But then he says this, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Now Jesus is going from the greater to the lesser. You see, God gives you his very kingdom, his very righteousness. He gives you what is eternally more valuable than food and clothing. And if God is going to give you these things, will he not also give you the rest of it? O you of little faith. Oh, you of little faith. That's what makes God's love absolutely incredible. You see, God loves you and me, sinners, by providing for everything that you and I need. You see, God shows his love for sinners by providing everything to support their body and life, whether they believe in him or not. He causes the sun to rise on the good and evil. He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. All that first article stuff that we talked about, God pours it out on everyone. It just so happens that you and I, as believers, we thank and praise and serve and obey him. But it's also as believers that we thank and praise and serve and obey our Heavenly Father, because God provides us with forgiveness of our sin, with salvation, with righteousness, with eternal life through Jesus and his death on the cross. When God steps down into his creation and takes on human flesh. And in that body, he is crucified. The thorns that grow up are fashioned into a crown and placed on his head. The trees, the wood that grows on trees, they are torn down and fashioned into the shape of a cross. And the metal that can be found in the earth is fashioned into the shape of nails that pierce their creator to the cross. And it is there that our creator dies for your sin and for my sin. So that then through Jesus, God gives us the very kingdom of God. God gives us his righteousness, gives us eternal things. And there we have 100% proof of God's love, even when we lack things in this life. And God, he does all of this even though we don't deserve any of it. We don't deserve it. We deserve his wrath. We deserve his punishment. We reserve death for our sin. And yet God loves you so much, and he gives his one and only son and everything else. That's how much God loves you. It's just like Luther said. All this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy without any worthiness or merit in me or you. You see, God's love is so deep, so broad, so high that he gives you and me everything that we need in life and in Jesus. Amen.